That's actually a good point that you bring up, is other people have been through it. And that kind of comes to like surrounding yourself with people who have been through the struggles like that. Because, man, like, I have had to sacrifice so many people in my life now. And like, sacrifice as in like, you just don't hang around them. You don't be around them. You could be friends with them.
You lose
so many friends in the process, and it's okay. I feel like people are so afraid of losing the friends and making it a lonely road, but all you really need is like two, three really good people in your life that strive to be better, and also like aren't your yes men. And I think that's an important thing, is like, you need that one friend who will come up to you and be like, you can do better right now, or you could improve on this. Mm-hmm. But at the same time, they celebrate your wins with you, you know, and they push you to be a better person. And that's like, I only really talk to or hang around like maybe three or four people. It's just like, but that's all I need, and I'm happy. You know, you don't need to be surrounding yourself with a ton of low quality people who are just like demeaning or always down you or put you under. It's like, you're just going to become like that person. When you are surrounded by a bunch of garbage, you're going to be a garbage. If you're surrounded by a bunch of alcoholics, like four alcoholics, you're going to be the fifth alcoholic, man.
Maybe, but not so soon, but eventually. Yeah, but eventually, it's so true.
Exactly. Like, you become that person, you morph into that person. That's why I say it's important to be around guys like you, because what's something we all have alike? We all have business in mind. We're all taking care of our health.
Yeah.
We all have
mindset,
like that focus.
Everything.
Yeah, it's all mindset and everything. And like, if we like, say, live together, could you imagine like just how crazy it would be living with someone who's just like you? The pantry would be a bunch of like great foods, and it's like,
exactly,
it's tough living.
Bro, everything.
Everybody's just,
we're just working, and we're surrounded by such positive energy. So that's the biggest piece of advice I could give anyone, is surround yourself with people who are either better than you or like you. Because if you're like, you know, I was around people who I didn't look up to, dude. It's like, I don't want to be like you. If you're looking at someone, you wouldn't want to trade lives with them. It's just like, then don't be with them, you know? Mm-hmm. And I don't say that because the people that I am around, I wouldn't want to trade lives with them. But I mean, would you be happy if you were in their position?
Mm-hmm.
You know, that's kind of how I look at it,
right?
Because I like my life. I think I live a nice life. It's a great life. I got no real complaints. It's just, would I be okay if I was to switch in their shoes and be living their, you know, their job?
You'd be uncomfortable, right?
Yeah, it's just like, so I wouldn't like that. And then
that's just comes down to standards too, because if you were to put yourself in their shoes, like, you would feel so uncomfortable versus them, who they are comfortable. And that's just like the difference in standards.
Mm-hmm. And then you also have the people who you would be friends with who envy you. And envy in a bad way, where like, if you share a celebration, they just don't care, or they look at it and they're just like, okay, well, just do better now. And I'm just like, okay, bro. Like, you're done. You know, you're done for my life, because I can't even celebrate a win with you. And if I do, I'm just gonna feel like it wasn't worth it, and I have to push harder. And you know, it's just like,
it's how
not
are you gonna share
it,
a low with that type of person?
Yeah,
right?
Exactly.
If you actually think about it.
Exactly, man. And it's okay to share.
That's
your
usually
lows
when the real friends are revealed too. I'm sorry.
Oh yeah. Oh, 100%. No, it's such an important thing, and I wouldn't be where I'm at if I didn't have such a good support system when it comes to coaches. And
yeah.
And I think every guy who wants to get better needs to get a coach, whether it's a fitness coach, whether it's a business
some
coach.
Some kind of mentor.
Yeah, some kind of mentor. And you don't even have to like pay for them, man, but something.
Just
someone
to talk
that
to
you
them,
listen.
Right?
Yeah, listen.
Be in their circles.
Exactly. Be in their circle, network, get to know these people, because you want to look for people who are in a better situation than you. And then you want to learn from them. Yeah, being completely transparent with you guys, I've spent over $30,000 in education that wasn't college. And I've made it all back, you know, and it's,
wow, nice.
You know, it's
you
because,
made more, right?
Yeah, made more, you know, and it's like, it's a sacrifice, obviously, but it's learning. You know, I don't care about how much I have that I can pull from right now, because I would just want to sink it all back in. You know, I want to sink it all back in. Like, I could technically, if I wanted to, just like save up, get a flashy car. And like, I was going to, I was like, I'm going to get a 2024 Mustang GT this year. Ooh. But now I'm like, I thought about it and I was like, why would I do that? What's that going to do for me? You know, what's that going to do for me, except being like, oh, I have a car now. Like, look at me. Like, no, bro, I don't have much to show. I really don't. Yeah. I drive a Camry. And
gets
like
you from A to B.
Yeah, exactly. It gets me there. And I know I know I will be at a point where like, okay, like I'm saving away like a little bit every month. Like there will be a point where I do get it and it'll be cool, but I don't have to flex anything. What I have to flex is the clients that I work with, the people that I get to surround myself with.
And change their lives.
Oh my God, man. I'm, you know, it's blowing up right now, dude. I'm working with so many people right now and they're just great. Like I'm so happy with the current group of people that I'm working with because they're all just like, they're all striving to get more and just like push themselves and they see the value in it and they're communicating. And I've never like seen such a group of guys, because I've always wanted to work with driven men who want to take it to the next level. And I feel like I finally built a community of it. Like I enrolled like two people last week. And what was the first thing that I did, or the first thing that they did when they got into the program, was they in the general chat of our Slack group, which is like where the group communicates, where we have our calls, they were like, hello, my name is like blank and I'm here. I joined the program to achieve this and that. It's great to meet all of you. And I'm like, that inspires me to build this community even further. And you know, you'll get some outliers. Like I'll have some, like, I don't advertise or like market towards women, but like women will join my program and they'll do amazing, you know, and they do great. Like I'm working with a this girl Gracie, and she's like female bodybuilder, but she's like a firefighter and she does all this other stuff on the side, but is still kicking butt. Like that is the type of person that I want to work with. You know, we don't want to work with lazy people who don't want anything. And that's another thing, like a lot of coaches, they charge so cheap. And you get cheap people. Mm-hmm. You get really cheap people because they don't see the value in it.
Yeah, exactly.
You know, I'm willing to spend so much to, especially with business, because I see the value in it. And I'm willing to do whatever it takes to make that investment back. Even if I only like profit like $2,000 to $3,000, like that's still something. And I have the knowledge and the skills now to, if I ever go off without them, which I will, obviously, I'll be fine because I studied, I did the work, and again, I'm not perfect all the time, but you know, it's just like slowly chipping away at like what I need to work on, you know.